Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football, right tonight, T. That what we're doing?
Yes, sir.
College football bets. There we go. College football bets coming up. Hey, listen, he's at 60% this week. He's making it roll tonight, and let's see if he can get you some money over the weekend coming up. All right, Clint, I'll ask you this. I'll ask the people this as well. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this as well. How important is this game? How big is this game? And I say that because do you feel like the Texans are potentially in trouble if they lose this game? And when I say trouble, I mean like potential trouble of missing the playoffs, potential trouble of the division being up for grabs. Do you think they're in trouble?
Yeah, look, yes, the answer is yes. But the easy answer is yes.
Hmm.
But I think it matters how.
That's what I was going to say. I got to see how it happens.
I mean, I don't care what happens this weekend. If they get into a shootout and Tampa Bay somehow scores 30 on this defense, I still believe we got one of the best defenses in football. Now, you flip that, and if this offense goes out there and lays another egg, I think everything you mentioned, I think the division, I think the playoffs, I think everything you mentioned are a serious concern for this football team, because you get two games into a season. Look, we can call it one game if we want to. Just from a 30,000-foot view, that is the worst. To me, that's the I hate to use the word lazy, but that's a BS way to look at this thing. If it's just one game, the sky's not falling. That means two games doesn't bother you real bad. The reality of it is if this football team goes out there and offensively, for whatever reason, lays another egg, whether it's the offensive line doesn't play well, the offensive coordinator doesn't get the ball to Nico, if for whatever reason the offensive line, you know, whatever. Everything you just mentioned is up for grabs. And that is a problem in Houston. Absolutely.
Their next four, they go on the road to Jacksonville. They host the Titans. They've got the Ravens on the road, which has obviously been the toughest team for them to play over the last few years. And then the Seahawks on the road Monday night. I don't want to say that they're in trouble when it comes to the playoffs. I don't want to say they're in trouble because I do think the division is still at a place where they'll be fine. The only thing for me, Clint, is if the Colts play the Broncos Sunday and that wasn't just a
what we saw
the Miami
week,
Dolphins are just falling apart, they just stink. And they play and they play, not even just beat the Broncos, but play them really well, because the Broncos are a team that many people believe are at the very least a playoff contender, maybe an outside Super Bowl, outside dark horse Super Bowl contender. If they're able to really compete with them and show that last week what just a fluke are the Dolphins, and if the Jags are able to compete, and if they're able to beat the Bengals and they don't show that last week was just, oh, the Panthers stink, then I think it goes up. Because to me, I still, as I sit here today, even through what everything that happened last week, I still think that the Texans, with their coach, their quarterback, and their defense, are the best team in the division. That could shift Sunday and Monday if they lose to the Bucs, and like you said, depending on how they lose to the Bucs, and then those other two teams show like they're more serious than maybe we're looking at them. Because right now, I think everybody's looking at them saying, oh, man, the Jags, they beat the Panthers at home. The Colts, they beat the Dolphins at home. They're falling apart. They're already talking about
trading their best,
which very well be true. But if they go out there and they beat the Broncos and the Bengals, I think that's a different feel. And then that game Monday takes on an entirely different feel.
That's the point you're making is a good one. To make it even better is it's all going to go down before the game on Sunday. So you're going to know what on Monday. You're going to know what kind of pressure you got. Not pressure, not that they care, but from a fan's perspective and for the sake of
what you're dealing with.
Yeah, as fans, we are damn sure going to be able to know what we're looking at in the division. If those two teams play well on Sunday and then you got to turn around and play Monday, there's a lot more at stake.
Yeah, and then obviously you beat a good team like Tampa and then you feel mm-hmm. different, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so a lot to get to, and we will continue as we will get you ready for the game coming up on Monday to kind of talk through what's going to happen. We'll see what the injury list is and who will be playing and who won't be coming up on Monday. Remember, we're out at 3 o'clock as pregame gets going for Monday Night Football that starts at 6 o'clock. Please get y'all asses out there on time. Please, come on, home opener. They need y'all out there. And when y'all get out there, you all do your thing. But get there on time now. Get there and make some noise. Get up out that parking lot, as Clint said. Maybe them beers may be cheaper. I don't know. Get out there and do your thing. All right, T-Mill, what's the best bets, baby? Let's end on a good note. 60%. You're in the green this week. I like what you're doing. Hey, you've been breaking even a lot this week. And I like, no red. No red this week, Tyler. That is something to be proud of.
Yeah,
no red. So what you doing this week? And on a Friday to kind of hold this thing out college football style.
Yes, sir. A lot of good college football games going on this weekend. Obviously a lot going down tomorrow on a Saturday, full of good matchups. And as you just laid out there, Ron, if we want to consider this week to be a success, we're going to need to hit at least three of these four college football wagers. But first, I got the hometown team. Where the Cougs at? Cougs!
They really?
Play. Yeah, we got some action tonight. I got the Cougs -4 as they are hosting Deion Sanders in Colorado over there at U of H Stadium. And Figgy's going to be out there. If you see him, say what's up. But I got the Cougs -4 tonight. That's your first bet. Next up, shouldn't be any shock here. You really are safe taking the money line. I think the Aggies are about to put a lot of people on notice. But I got the number 16 Aggies +6.5. Give me all of them points. +6.5 for number 16 Aggies at Notre Dame on Saturday, in which you're also going to be seeing a lot of maroon and white in the crowd. Tune in at 6:30. It should be quite a sight. Next, Wisconsin. I got the Badgers +20.5. They're traveling to Tuscaloosa to take on number 19 Alabama. And lastly here, the Razorbacks. Clint's Hogs. I love this one. This actually, in all seriousness, I know I talked ish with the Aggies. I think this might be my favorite one of the weekend. I got Arkansas +7 at number 17, Ole Miss. Those are your best bets. Boys, tell me you like at least a few of them.
Yeah, that Wisconsin, that's a big number on the road, Alabama. They haven't seemed very impressive. But I ain't going to lie to you. I haven't seen a lot of Wisconsin. I like the Cougs. That feels good. Deion bringing in a new quarterback. And them at home, so I kind of like that one. I ain't gonna lie to you, I like the Arkansas one too. I thought Kentucky almost was gonna win that game last week against Ole Miss, and they kept it close. So I like those two.
Hogs are winners.
I like them. I like them at Arkansas bet for sure, baby. I like that Arkansas bet.
We know that.
That's a good one right there, T. Come on, baby.
All right.
I like the fact that you put them in there. I don't know how much money I'm putting on them, but I like the fact you put them in your deal. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, man. It's been a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody who helped us put this together. Our guy Andy, our engineer, doing things. Our guy Shay with promotions. Tyler back at the station. Everybody here at BB's. Heather, great job, Heather. Let's give Heather a hand. She's been fantastic serving this. It feels like this entire area Heather has been serving. Take care of her before you get out of here. And we appreciate all of you for hanging in and everybody who came out as well to celebrate with us on this Football Friday. Congratulations to all our winners as well. Tyler, great job as always. Clint, great job. I am Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby. Seemed impossible to fail. Text line coming through. Ron laughs like a 68-year-old man. Damn, Dua.
That is quality.
B. Scott's in here with me, and he immediately said, oh, my gosh, yes, he does.
Shut up, Brandon.
I don't know where he's going. Just a little dinky. Just a little dinky in him. I don't know what he's doing.
Deacon.
Here.
I don't like
oh,
that.
Deacon. Yeah. Deacon. My bad. I thought you had a little dinky in you. I was like, I don't know what the hell is that. What does that mean? I'm uncomfortable.
He had a confused look on his face. I know they got white deacons. No.
Try to just stay like kind of like a horse and like just.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.